Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Well, just an amazing morning here on WIP because it was an amazing night last night in the Mecca, New York City. You're getting all nervous now.
Did you see what happened with Tracy Morgan?
I did not.
So Maxi hits the tying three.
Yes.
And then Brunson misses a shot or gets blocked by Batum.
Yep.
And Maxi's celebrating along the sidelines.
Yep.
Tracy Morgan gave him the finger.
Did he really?
Oh, yeah. There's a good picture of it. Yeah.
Yeah. With Ben Stiller right next to him, like mean mugging him. Like,
so... You know, let me just say this.
A lot of famous people there.
Well, a lot of famous people.
So much better.
Well, a couple things. First off, if the Sixers win game six, we got to find a way, and I don't know how, but we got to get Dawn Staley courtside in New York game seven because, like, I need Dawn Staley to fight the entire New York City crowd. I mean, she would be the ultimate representative. She was going nuts on Twitter last night after the game talking about how, you know, I loved it. Like, you know, don't be selling your game six tickets to Knicks fans. You know she'll be there. I mean, I assume she'll be there. So – she's all into it. Like, let me just, for all the talk about us as fans, okay? And I'm not saying I don't, I'll use the word admire. I admire the passion of the New York fans, the way they're sticking up for their team. But, like, if they're going to go FM beat in the seconds leading up to the tip-off of the game, let's not act like we're the only or the most crude fans in the world. I mean, they are doing an FMB chant in the 15 seconds leading up to the start of the game.
I don't mind. Like, if you do and Embiid suck, that's fine.
Yeah.
But that's just...
It was pretty harsh.
Well, there's kids watching and stuff.
There
like
are.
Not, you know, I mean, my daughter was with me at the time. You know, it's
and
like,
TNT,
what are we doing?
TNT yeah. didn't bleep it out.
No.
I mean, we talked about it yesterday. How are they going to handle it? And there were a couple different times where the FMB chant was...
clear as a bell.
Very clear.
Yep.
All right, Sixers got the win. What Maxi said afterwards, what Charles Barkley said afterwards, we'll get to that shortly. Let's go to the phones. Ken and Cinnaminson right now. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning, friends. How are you today?
Doing well.
Pumped
man.
Up, my man. As AI would say, swolled up.
How did it go yesterday, Joe, when you got home? Did everything go okay?
So a good,
oh, yeah, I forgot. Good job, Ken.
A good question. Here's the bidet update. Installed, not yet utilized. Like, I didn't have the...
I missed this update. I didn't
the
know.
The time?
So we got
no,
the bidet.
I had the time. So the bidet was installed. So first okay. off, Ken, here was the first weird thing. So these two guys that came to the apartment, they installed it. They did a great job. I mean, from what I can tell, they did a great job.
Did you talk to them?
Yeah, they're right there with me. But here,
did you talk to them about how often they have installed bidets?
No, but I could tell they knew what they were doing. Like, I asked them certain questions. I want to know. They're getting into the, you know, the plumbing. I want to know. So I could tell these guys were pros. They did a great job.
Okay.
But I will say this. Ken, here's where it's like a little awkward. So after it's installed, but before they leave, do I, like, hey, guys, I need you to step out of the room here for a sec.
Oh, no, you don't.
Like,
no,
like,
no.
Do you test run?
You before? Just turn it on. You don't need to actually have them, like, do it with you. What
well,
are we
I
doing?
I don't know the procedure. So, Ken, I didn't have the ammunition, nor did I at any point later in the day. And so it has not yet been tested.
The ammunition.
Yes. I thought about making a run to the border. You know, because obviously Taco Bell can get that done anytime it wants to. But I held off because we had a Sixers game coming up.
Only you.
Yeah. Hello, Ken. Hello.
Wow, that's a lot. Yeah. Well, I got a call from your landlord yesterday. He would like you to give him a ring back to.
There you go.
To explain the unauthorized plumbing.
No, someone from the apartment. So someone from the apartment complex had told me to call this company. Like, they got it. We're good. Everything's good. All right. What do you got on the Sixers, Ken?
So on the just first of all, hey, we have the only team in Major League Baseball that has 20 wins at the end of April.
Yep. All time Phillies record for April.
Maybe the division's in play after all. Listen, Joe, you said something a few minutes ago that almost felt like you were having an epiphany, and it's kind of what some of us have been saying all along, because it goes to expectations. When you said maybe Joel isn't the alpha.
Yeah.
If you set your brain on, if that's your default, he's a great player, he's a skilled player, but he's not the alpha and he's never going to be, you're not going to have these expectations that he's going to do like Jimmy Butler kind of things where he's going to will an entire team to victory. And you're going to get out of him just, you know, a high level of play when he's healthy. The one thing I will say, so it felt like it became Maxie's team last night, especially in the fourth quarter. But the one thing that just drives me crazy about Joel Embiid, and I definitely think it starts above the neck, but it hurts his play. There's a playoff game in 1981 with the Dolphins and the Chargers, epic playoff game. And at the end of the game,
Kellen Winslow
literally being dragged off the field by two of his teammates because he's shot. Joel Embiid looks like that in the first quarter of most games. Like, he's got to be dragged around by his teammates. And so much of that just exudes itself as, I'm beaten, I'm defeated, I can't take any of this. He's got this gigantic appliance on his left knee.
And makes no sense.
I've never seen an injury designation of injury recovery, which is the team saying he's not actually injured. You know, it's his leg is still uncomfortable from the fact that he had surgery 2.5 months ago. Like, I don't think he needs a doctor. I think he needs a therapist. I think he needs somebody to get into his head and say, look, you are the man.
You know, I wish Ken, great call. And I wish we knew the answer to that. Is it something where there's still true pain in there and perhaps some injury in there, or is it more in his head? I don't know the answer. I mean, I do know at one point he either blocked a shot or contested a shot. And came down in the,
so many times when he would come down, when he would jump.
And he limped.
And he would land. Yeah. He made sure we knew it hurt.
But you say that, John, but he might be injured.
That.
How do you not understand he might actually
How
be
How do you
injured?
Not understand that you don't have to show when it hurts?
Well, I mean,
like, you don't have to let the whole arena know that hurt when you landed. You don't have to let the opponent know that hurt when you landed. We were trained never to show our opponent that it hurt when we landed. That was part of the whole mentality. You defeat your opponent by proving that you are tougher minded than they are, that you are physically tougher, that you are mentally tougher.
Well, I agree. I wish he did not show it as often as he does, but my point is he might be showing it because it could be real.
He also has Bell's palsy, too. It's hard to hide that.
Like, well, I wondered if that affected the passing, James.
The eye thing, you see it throughout the game. Like, there will be times where, you know, it's just drooping and stuff. Like, that has to play some role.
But here's the thing about the Bell's palsy. And obviously, like, we can't climb into his knee. We can't climb into his eye. I do wonder, like, how can a guy make three-pointers and then seemingly not be able to make a 7-foot pass?
I get it.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, so we actually have a Twitter poll related to Embiid, and let's get to it right now. We had two different questions today, both brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Armin, offering the highest quality certified pre-owned vehicles in the Delaware Valley. Together, let's drive. Visit ArminChevy.com. First poll question from last night. Were you more proud of Joel Embiid or frustrated with him? Proud or frustrated with Joel? I think a lot of people were probably a little bit of both. Which were you more? You can vote at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter. Second poll question, and this is maybe the fifth or sixth time we've asked this question. We'll ask it again. Now with the results being what they are, Knicks up 3-2, Sixers won game 5. Now who do you think wins the series? A, Sixers, B, Knicks. You can vote at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter. By the way, we do know who won the Phillies game last night. It was not as important as the Sixers won. Win, but it was
close to as thrilling,
almost as miraculous. I'll say that.
Miraculous.
Not quite as miraculous, but like Johan Rojas, you kidding me?
And Castellanos,
because it was Nick Castellanos.
It was both of them.
And Johan Rojas.
Are we kidding? Really?
So for those that don't know, the Phils pulled out. They pulled out in the ninth. There's one out. They're down, and here's Nick Castellanos tying it up.
Phillies down to their final two outs. Nick Castellanos hits one high in the air, right field. It's deep. It's got a chance. Adele at the wall. It's gone! And Nick Castellanos ties it with an opposite field home run with one out here in the ninth inning. 5-5 ball game. Castellanos with his biggest swing of the season so far.
All right, but wait. Let me tell you something. That's just the appetizer, ladies and gentlemen, because then, well, then there's more.
And the 0-1 swung on, hit well, left field, it's going, and it is gone! And Johan Rojas has put the Phillies in front with his first home run of the season. A two-run shot into the bullpen, and the Phillies lead it 7-5.
So if you want to comment on the Phillies' win last night, you know, the A.J. Brown press conference from yesterday, that's obviously on the table in addition to the Sixers. But the Sixers are the main story on a great morning after an amazing night, really a miraculous night. 215-592-9494. Let's get to Kenny Smith and Shaq last night. We'll get to some Barkley audio also, but let's focus on Kenny and Shaq late night TNT. Because, you know, frustrating, we don't get to hear them right after the Sixers game. TNT spins into the next game, so you don't get Kenny and Shaq and Charles until halftime of the second game and after the second game, which is very late for most people. But obviously, they were really impressed with the Sixers finding a way to win this game, and it obviously involved tremendous resiliency.
This is what playoff basketball is all about. We've seen miracles, and not miracles. I would say we've seen the lack of quitting from teams throughout NBA playoff history. And this was a great evidence of not quitting in a game.
And to add on to what Chuck said, Maxie, let me tell you something, brother. I've seen a lot of games. You played a hell of a game, young man. I'm so proud of you.
Just a tremendous job. Tremendous job by Tyrese Maxey last night. Let's go to the phones. 215-592-9494 for everything we're discussing here on this tremendous morning.
Have you seen the commercial for those two?
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
When with Dr. J and the trust fall.
I don't.
I'm not
a doesn't
huge
ring a bell
commercial
right now.
Fan
yep.
Guy. Oh my gosh. It is one of the favorite, one of my
really?
Favorite commercials I've ever seen.
I love the one with the oversized suits. I don't know if it's.
Oh, that's great too. That's great
Devin,
too.
Devin, okay, so.
But no, there's okay. Dr. J is a psychologist.
It doesn't
posing
ring
as a
bell.
Psychologist,
no, okay.
And it's Shaq and Charles Barkley going in there to work out their differences
no.
With Dr. J.
I don't know how I don't know it. I mean,
oh,
there is it airing during the game?
Yeah,
I must
it,
be going
it airs
to,
all the time.
I must be going
with
to text
my
messages.
Setup. You got it. It's one of the funniest commercials
okay.
I've ever seen.
Let me ask a quick question, Devin, about the one you brought up. This has been on my mind for 3 weeks. I've almost put it on Twitter. I never did, and I've almost asked it on the air. I will now. Who's the third person? Carmelo,
oh.
Kendrick Perkins, and who?
Oh God!
I thought it was. Yeah, I don't know.
I have no idea who it is, and I mean,
know. That's a good
and
question.
I don't
know who it is.
From
it
NBA Jam.
I don't know if it's a real player or a fake player. It's Kendrick Perkins and Carmelo and some third person.
Pretty
I don't know.
Sure it's a real player.
I doubt it would be a fake player
I
if they
agree.
Had the other two. Yeah,
but I don't know who it is.
It's an incredible commercial.
It's
though.
A great it's commercial. So all right, someone help me it. Out. Who's the third person? Let's go to the phones. Great job by Maxie last night. Sixers somehow, some way, found a way. Let's go to Ike, Southwest Philadelphia. Ike, what a game.
Well, before I start, I got the answer for who, you is,
yeah.
Who that is.
Who is it?
That's TJ. That's TJ Ford. They were all in the draft.
TJ Ford.
They were all in the draft. They talking about the draft.
I know they are, yeah. But why did they choose TJ Ford?
He was
stunk.
In the Final Four with them
yeah,
in 2003.
What are we, in college basketball or are we talking about the NBA draft?
I believe he was a lottery pick in that draft.
Well, he was a good college player, but he did nothing, not much in the pros. Let's put it that way.
All right, but let me
throwing a buddy a bone right now.
Yeah,
the commercial
helping him get a couple extra bucks. All right,
let me go to the Sixers. So first, Maxey, ain't no words. I'm tired of people saying they always trash him and talk about he can't be a second star. He a three. He a whatever. Nah, he a bona fide star. People hate because he smile. I actually love that.
I love it too.
Everybody
he takes it
not
to the next level, too, Ike.
Everybody not the same personality, man. And people want everybody to be cookie cutter. Everybody don't act like Kobe or Jordan. You know what I mean? They could kill you a different way, too. You know what I'm saying?
That's true. Yeah, that's true.
And I've never seen anyone act this nice. Like, the way
Brandon Graham does.
That's true.
And he got Tom Brady.
But Brandon Graham talks a lot of trash, too.
And that's let me true. Tell you about Embiid. Let me tell you about Embiid. We love when other team players stink the whole game but come up big. And shout out to you, Rhea, and all y'all, but shout out to you, Rhea, for pointing that out. In overtime, he stole the ball from Brunson. He blocked Brunson's shot. He got an and-one. He got a rebound put back on a missed three-pointer. That might have been the fourth quarter, at the end of the fourth quarter. Mm-hmm. He came up big time. And I'm going to be honest, this dude can't move. That's why the Knicks is playing him that way. If you notice, when he got the ball at the foul line, you would never get a center to go right up against him because he would go right past him. But they know he can't go past him. That's why they put him in the pick and roll, because usually Embiid can get out there and play decently on point guards. So he's hurt.
I think he shouldn't be.
But there are times where he's out there manning up with Jalen Brunson full court. So you can't tell me he's hurt sometimes.
It's inconsistent. I agree.
Yeah.
I know.
He's able to do amazing things. He looks especially hurt when he's especially tired.
Look, I don't know what to say. I mean, I too am confounded by it. I mean, how does Kirk Gibson hit that home run in the World Series in 88, but it's his only at bat? I don't know. I mean, it was for the people that might not know, that was the only at bat he had. So he didn't play any other games in that series in a home run. I mean, I can't climb inside Joel's body and know what's there. Here's what I do know. Tyrese Maxey last night after the game, talking to TNT, said something very interesting about the relationship with Embiid and communication that the two of them had during the game. Listen to Tyrese Maxey right after the Sixers won it, right after, let's be real, Maxey won it, the backstory on him and Embiid.
You didn't get much from Joel offensively tonight. What did you see? What was your mentality that you knew you had to take over?
He just let me know, man. He said, I need you. I need you. And that's all I need to hear. I mean, I got his back. He had my back ever since, like, even when he was hurt, he was texting me, calling me, telling me, you know, this is my team. Go be great. Go do the things I need to do. And that's just trust. I appreciate him for that.
All right. So the I need you. Now, there's a certain degree of vagueness. Is that, you know, is that 2 weeks ago when the playoffs are going to start? Is that before last night's game? Is that during last night's game? I mean, I kind of perceived it as during the game.
I thought it was during the game.
That's the way I interpreted it
yeah. as well.
So, you know, John, I mean, look, we're going to have – let me tell you this. The Embiid thing has officially climbed into Donovan McNabb territory for all-time Philadelphia sports debates. I mean, you got like half the people that think he's not doing enough. And you got like half the people that think he's giving you everything he can, and it's a crying shame he can't give you more. I look, everyone can make their own assessment. I mean, we know how controversial the Donovan thing was in its prime. Some others have been there. You know, Randall had a bite of that. Andy Reid had a bite of that. I mean,
Donovan was frustrating for me, but I was having this conversation with Hugh yesterday, obviously his teammate, and I said, I feel like I owe Donovan an apology because Donovan went to four NFC championships and a Super Bowl.
Yes,
you know,
he did.
He accomplished way more in the playoffs.
He did. There's no doubt. So, look, this Embiid, I'll tell you this. Even when they were down last night, because I started thinking about how the calls for Embiid's head were going to be strong. And I thought, all right, let me figure out where I stand on this, to trade him or not. And here's where I'm at. I believe the Sixers have a better – and I'm going to go to a far-out number of years here, all right? Just and you'll understand why in a second. I believe the Sixers have a better chance to win a championship in the next 10 years with Joel Embiid not being traded than with Joel being traded. That's just my opinion. And the reason I say 10 years is because obviously if you trade him for a bunch of draft picks, and that's what they would get, a bunch of draft picks and a bunch of pick swaps. well, then you have no chance to win a championship till like at least like 5 years from now. I mean, you're just not going to win a title. So, you know, so then for that argument, it's all right, do we win a championship 6 to 10 years from now? The keep Embiid argument is you have a window for like 1 to 3 years from now. So I'm just telling you, in my opinion, over the next 10 years, they have a better chance with Embiid than without Embiid to win a title. But I acknowledge, like, they better get someone else in here. And I think they can and will. I mean, you guys know I got my sights set on LeBron James very clearly. For now, we got what we got. And obviously, last night it was good enough. Now, whether it'll be good enough tomorrow night, whether it'll be good enough in the second round versus Boston, I mean, who knows? We don't even know if they're going to play Boston. But I know this. I woke up this morning a very happy camper because that was a freaking miracle last night, and Tyrese Maxey did it.
It was a miracle, and it's a game that we really should try to make last. Let's enjoy it.
Well, that's right.
Let it linger. That was
incredible.
Incredible sports. Enjoy the win. Nick Nurse can do better. There's a lot of things that can be better, but Tyrese proved that he's taken another step in his ascension, and Joel's telling him,
"Yeah,
take it, man.
Maybe that's what
I
it
need
requires.
You to take it. I need you to take this team," and he succeeded.
I mean, that is what happened with David Robinson and Tim Duncan. That's what happened. Now, let me be clear. Tyrese Maxey's not Tim Duncan. Tim Duncan's one of the 10 best players of all time. Tyrese Maxey is not and will not be. But maybe it does require some passing of the torch.
And, you know, good for Joel to do that. I mean, I know we want him to want it and to do that, but, like, if you recognize that you're not as effective as the other guy, like, give it up to that guy. Like, I do respect that in the moment. If he knew he didn't have it,
right,
like, good for you.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.